I once was lost, but now I'm found. And as he said that, he looked down and found his keys. And then he looked up and said, "You sure have a sense of humor, Lord." So why this story? I wanted to share it with you because my grandfather had exhibited something amazing, and that was his faith, the faith that God would lead him to his keys. But what I want to talk about today is, what is the main thing that hinders our faith? Going back to the story, my grandfather had the choice of throwing up his arms in anger or frustration, but instead he chose to disregard his feelings. And he stepped forward in faith, and God rewarded him for it. But don't get me wrong, our feelings and emotions, they're not bad. God is the one who gave us our feelings and emotions. But it is wrong when we let our emotions take the place of our faith. Some of these feelings might be fear, anger, sadness, bitterness, and the list goes on. But not only can our feelings keep us from faith, it can keep us from serving, prayer, and worshiping God. And this is how we please God. And it says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it is impossible to please God. I've had many situations where I lack the desire to worship the Lord through song or serve his people and serve him or simply praying to him. But when we choose to respond with our emotions and not our faith, we rob God of what he's worthy of. We miss out on the joy of blessing and serving others. We miss out on glorifying God, experiencing him. We miss out on answered prayer, and we miss out on seeing the handiwork of God. I wanted to share another story with you where my mother had stepped out in faith in a time of great trepidation. So when I was a very small Anna, only a few weeks old, my mom noticed that I was having difficulty breathing. And just as any worried parent would when they see that their child, something's wrong with their child, my mom and my dad drove me to the hospital. So they miraculously found a parking spot and we went into the ER. And when they walked in, they saw tons of doctors and patients. And I can't imagine what my mom was feeling at that time. And so my mom ran to the front desk with me in her arms and asked if they could take me in immediately because she saw that I wasn't breathing very well. And so she told me that her fear grew stronger. And as she noticed that I was near my last breath, no doctor had come to take me in, my mother cried out to the Lord in her fear and had a deep fear and a thought of losing me. She heard the Lord's voice and he told her, "The next person that you see walk by that doorway, grab their arm." And so she listened to the Lord's voice, and in faith, she grabbed the arm of the next person who walked by that door and asked him to listen to my breathing. He heard me with a stethoscope, and he took me from my mother, and then he saved my life. So if my mother would have frozen her fear instead of acting upon faith, I would not be here today telling you this story. And if that man said, if my mother hadn't grabbed him at that moment, I would have died. Little did she know, and what she had discovered later, that God led her to the doctor, the lead doctor. She grabbed the arm of the lead doctor. And I want to leave you with this verse in Hebrews 12:2 that says, "Let us look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And it is by faith today that I can say that God is good in times of trial, and in times of greatness, especially in times of trial. God gives us a joy that the world cannot give and the world cannot take away. So what I have learned, and I am still learning, is that our faith and not our feelings that lead us in the truth and in the ways of God, that we may not miss what he has for us, but instead rest assured knowing that by our faith, he will lead us. God knows our every thought, and his promises are sure, so we must choose to be led only by our faith in God. Thank you.
Next we have Baby Coach Mitra.
Is this working? Oh, okay. Good morning. As Lacey said, my name is Amy Koshimizu, and I'm here to share with you all how God has personally challenged me to step outside of my comfort zone and what He had really taught me through a time of struggle and fear from delivering God's Word. So I'm a member of the student leadership team here at Venice, and pretty much one of our main responsibilities is to plan our youth groups that we hold every other Saturday evening. But our youth director decided to challenge all of us, and she really challenged us to take a turn speaking at one of our youth groups. And let's just say I was not thrilled at all. Speaking in public in front of a big crowd like right now really isn't my thing. And I get really nervous and intimidated, and I usually end up doubting myself. And I also have a hard time being open and vulnerable with groups of people that I'm not familiar with, like right now. And I just felt like my faith wasn't strong enough to be able to teach God's Word. So I hesitantly agreed to speak at one of the youth groups because I ended up partnering with a fellow member and a friend who's not here. But that made me a lot more comfortable, but it wasn't enough to overcome this overwhelming feeling of fear of failure and this doubt that tried to convince me that I wasn't faithful or Christian enough to deliver God's Word. So this feeling of the incapability and this fear continued to grow as I tried to better understand that the passage that we were assigned, which was Romans 13. So I struggled with this passage for many reasons. So the main idea of the part of the passage that I spoke about was this idea of a civil government and how God has established this order on earth where certain people are given a higher authority over others. And as Christians, we are called to be models of civil obedience by submitting to the authority as said in Romans 13:1, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. So there was a strong emphasis that we are to show our respect to the authority appointed by God and refrain from fighting it or plotting against it, for we are to remember that God alone holds all authority, and He has chosen who that authority should be. We are called to honor those in the authority as God's appointed, because if we alone believe in the power of Christ, then we are to believe that those who were put in power were given that power for a reason, as God only knows. As said in Psalm 103, it is He who made us and not we ourselves. So I knew that God wanted me to share this message, and I knew that this was His word, but my fear of being offensive to anybody or being judged myself for delivering this message caused me to really lose sight of Him and really forget the reason why I should be speaking in the first place. So I was afraid of the controversy because of the change in the government so recently. I didn't really know how the youth would react to it, and I fear that any negativity could be taken out on me or each other. So I really struggled with the tension of God's word, and I was really afraid of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. So by the time the youth group came around, no part of me wanted to speak at all. So I was dreading that youth group rather than looking forward to like this new experience. Instead, I was just overwhelmed with fear, nervousness, insecurity, lack of confidence, and doubt. But God works in mysterious ways and met me where I needed Him the most. He brought me peace through Scripture, for somebody had prayed over me, and then they used this verse. It's Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He showed me love through the encouragement of the others around me. He gave me the courage and the strength to face my fear of speaking and of being authentic, like right now. But through prayer from others, I really received the assurance and the comfort that I needed. And then for every doubt and reason that I gave myself why I couldn't trust Him and why I shouldn't be the one to deliver His word, He gave me a reason why I should be the one. He showed forgiveness as I realized that during this process of trying to understand His word and prepare myself with only my interests in mind, it was always about how I looked, what others would think of me. And I really never gave Him the glory. And I realized that I needed Him to portray Him rather than focus on how I looked. It was in this experience that God really showed me that I needed Him. I realized that there is power in His word, power that should be feared, and it should not be taken lightly. I realized that I needed him to give me the strength and the courage to serve him when I doubt. But I realized that there is no point in honoring him if it is not done wholeheartedly and for his glory and not ours. So I realized I was not speaking for myself, but God is speaking through me. I did not need the right words to say or for it to sound pretty. I just needed God's call. And I realized that God's call to honor him will always be stronger than any fear that might go against him. God's call for me to step out of my comfort zone and to be vulnerable, authentic, and transparent, yet confident and bold in his word, is the reason why my fear was cast away. And I had the courage to deliver God's message at that youth group, and why I'm standing right here talking. And his call today for me to tell everyone here that God outweighs any fear or doubt in any situation is the reason I'm standing here with confidence to declare that our God is trustworthy and will never leave or fail us. For Joshua 1:9 asks, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord our God will be with you wherever you go." I have experienced the power of Christ and the love of God, so I stand before you here to declare that our God is good, and he will provide what we need so that we are capable of living for him. Thank you.
Please rise as we sing one more worship song today.